unstable ice has been a factor in the deaths of more than 30 people across the Northeast this winter. The victims range from snowmobiling teenagers to fishermen in their 60s. Veronica Volk has the story of two men who disappeared one night in the Finger Lakes.
Canisius Lake is the westernmost of the Finger Lakes, and one of the smallest. It's about a mile across and 8 miles long. Cameron Copeland is looking out over the water, reminiscing about his brother, Chris.
He was always outside in the water between scuba diving, skiing, wakeboarding, snow skiing, snowboarding, riding dirt bikes, riding four-wheelers.
Chris was 40 years old. He had shaggy brown hair and a wide smile, and his Facebook is full of videos of him doing these stunts, like ice bucket challenges or mountain bike riding over picnic tables. In one, taken in January 2014, Chris is out on the frozen lake with his younger daughter, Ariana. She's riding a mini four-wheeler.
You're running me over!
Chris lived in a house on the northwest shore of Canisius Lake, and one of his favorite winter activities was snowmobiling across the flat, frozen surface. Which brings us to February 11th of this year. Chris and his friend Jason Fluitt got a ride home from a local bar around 3 a.m. The next day, Chris didn't show up to his job as a taxi driver. His brother says he wasn't too worried at first.
Knowing Chris, he could have been off in Florida or could have been on vacation somewhere, because that's what Chris would randomly go somewhere.
But 24 hours after he was last seen, Cameron Copeland still hadn't heard from his brother, and Jason was missing too. Cameron contacted the police. Livingston County Sheriff Tom Doherty says they immediately filed a missing persons report.
When they checked the apartment, he was not there, no one was around.
But they did find one clue.
One of the snowmobiles was missing.
By morning, a police drone had picked up snowmobile tracks going out onto the lake. A few hours later, they recovered two helmets from the ice.
All the pieces were lining up, really putting them in the lake.
That night would have been a dangerous one to ride on the lake. The north end was frozen, but the ice started to break up near the middle. It was dark, and there was a light snow falling, making it harder to see soft spots and thin ice.
We figured that their plan was to just go out and do a quick loop and come right back. But they got off course and went too far south and went out into the mushed ice, which then turned into open water.
The sheriff's office launched a search with dozens of people, police officers and firefighters on the ice and in boats, divers combing the frigid lake. Copeland's family hunkered down in a house nearby with a big window overlooking the water. Cameron says the waiting was hard.
They just kind of kept each other's minds busy, kind of hoping that he wasn't in there, but we all had that 99% positive that he was. We're just kind of the 1% hope that he wasn't.
Jason's family was in Phoenix, Arizona, when they heard what was happening. At his memorial service, his mother, Sandy, recalled hearing the news from a friend who lived near the lake.
After I got off the phone with him, I just kept screaming and screaming. Just screaming.
Like Chris, Sandy's son was 40, had a daughter, loved being outdoors. Both men were recovered from the lake on February 22nd, 11 days after they went missing. The families and the sheriff's office say the biggest factor in this tragedy was likely an incredibly warm winter. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk on Canisius Lake.